In the Big 12 tomorrow, Mike, we've got number 7 Baylor, number 6 Oklahoma, a rematch of from just a few weeks ago. This game is going to kick off at noon Eastern time on ABC. A lot of people are lobbying for Oklahoma to get in with a win. One thing that surprises me in this game is that Oklahoma is a pretty big favorite after barely squeaking by at Baylor, having to come back from way behind and defeat Baylor a few weeks ago. But, you know, I've always talked about and have taught me the difference between playing at home and playing on a neutral field. Is that the reason for the big number here for Oklahoma?
I think it's the OU brand, okay? And, of course, you've got Oklahoma opened as a 10-point favorite in this game. They were a 10.5-point favorite in Waco. And as you mentioned, Baylor got up, 35-10 or 31-10 and lost. They didn't score a point in the second half. That was demoralizing in that game. Baylor should have won the game. Now, right now, this line, again, it opened 10 in the Big 12 title game. Now it's around 9. And look, we both know the Sooners have a great offense, but that defense is a liability.
It is, and they started out the season playing pretty well for a Big 12 defense, but it just bit the dust. And for the last several weeks, they lost their mojo. And if they can't find that mojo again, you know, I think this is going to be a real tight game. I say this, you know, we've talked about the pressures of November. I think we saw that most specifically in the Oregon game, and I think we saw that in Baylor, Oklahoma round one, because Baylor got up big. And to me, from a coaching standpoint, it looked like, okay, we're up. Let's just not spill the water right here.
Right. How many times do you and I talk about teams playing not to lose? Now, at the same time, it drives me, you know, crazy to watch these teams not running the play clock down to inside of 5 seconds when you have a big lead, for i.e. Oklahoma up 21 points to Iowa State. They had to hold off a 2-point conversion to win that game. This game, I think I'm going to lean to Baylor plus the points. I played them the first time, plus the 10. They got the job done. They lost the game outright. I'm going to lean to them here again.
Okay, Mike, let's look at playoff implications of this game again. As we discussed in the Oregon Utah preview, a lot of people even still favor Oklahoma over Utah at this point. Now, if something happens that Oregon pulls the upset tonight and knocks Utah out, if LSU beats Georgia, do you think the winner of this game is a shoe-in for the playoffs at the number 4 spot?
I don't know who else it could be. If that situation holds true, the top 3 are going to be the same. And, of course, you did say LSU is contingent on LSU beating Georgia, mm-hmm. because the fact of the matter is, if Georgia beats LSU, this game and the Pac-12 game are irrelevant.